Talking with Speaker Jeff Hickman. Jeff, as you came into this ring, and I know you had some memories of your days of showing.
Oh, absolutely. It's always great to be out at OIE, and a lot of great memories here from growing up, being a member of the Cherokee FFA, showing sheep here for several years, and it's fun to be back in the show ring. They let us old-timers back in for this show tonight, and it's a lot of fun to be here.
I know that this is a opportunity for the lawmakers, the colleagues that you work with every day, to really get exposed to what this is all about.
No, that's exactly right. There's a lot of legislators from urban areas, legislators from places that don't have FFA chapters and aren't exposed to this, but they're so willing to come out here and meet our youth and see what this is all about. I talked to several tonight that have never been to the Youth Expo, never been to a livestock show, and to see what's going on, to have an understanding of rural Oklahoma and agriculture issues is so valuable for legislators. So this is a great time for us to spend with young people, but it's also a great educational tool to help our legislators understand rural Oklahoma and agriculture.
Tremendous work ethic that we see these young people developing.
No, it is. It's a great learning opportunity and a wonderful tool, and we're so lucky to have what I believe to be the best FFA and 4-H programs in the country.
Speaker of the Oklahoma House, Jeff Hickman, Republican out of Fairview, also had the opportunity after the competition was over, after his duties as MC were done, to speak with Don Arms, State Representative Arms from southwestern Oklahoma, from the Faxon area. And we talked with him about the contest, the bringing together all these lawmakers from the state capitol, and the opportunity to let them see firsthand the value of the Oklahoma Youth Expo experience.
Once again, another fabulous opportunity to bring together a lot of your colleagues from the State House.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, the State House, State Senate, a lot of the sponsors are here. We want those people involved too, because that's a big part of making this show work. It takes a tub of money to run this deal and keep it going, and all the great things that happen for kids here, so important. And of course, you know, when we get these senators and reps out from the Capitol and they get their hands on an animal, it's just like FFA teachers or ag teachers have always said, hands-on is better. It makes it real. It brings it home, and they kind of understand more about it. So it's always been a great opportunity for us then to go back to the Capitol and sell these programs, basically. So it's a huge deal.
And, I mean, we were talking a few moments ago. I've never been to an event, various banquets that farm groups have and whatnot, where you can pull together 80 lawmakers.
Well, that's true. That is true. You know, this is a big deal. They've developed this. You know, Justin Whitefield started this concept years ago, and they've developed it into quite a little event. And it's really been powerful for us at the Capitol, who are ag legislators or rural legislators. I mean, it just makes it so much easier. A lot of these guys may have a little rural influence in their district, but a lot of them are urban guys and ladies. And this just really helps. This really helps us. So I think it's something we've got to continue doing. I've committed to Tyler Norvell, the director here at Youth Expo, that I will help with whatever I can help with, you know, way past my legislative career. So I'm in, I'm committed, and I think everybody, it's just a really good deal.
You've obviously worked with these kids all the way from ag instructor forward, right, broadcaster, and now lawmaker.
Yes,
what's the value of these programs for HFFA?
Well, I think if you just look at the quality of individuals that come out of these programs, you know, a lot of things can help a kid develop and grow, but this is one of the most powerful. I think it gets them involved at a much deeper level. I mean, you got a responsibility there that you've got money invested in. It's a little different than maybe sports or some of those other things. They're all great things, and I think kids need to stay busy at whatever they're doing. But I believe this one is just more powerful because of the reach, the depth of the program. So I think you involve the entire family. I just think there's a lot of positives there that you can't duplicate.
As you make a final round in the Capitol here for 2014, what are your priorities as you head out the door?
Well, I just hope that maybe when I was there, I could make a difference. I feel like I have to some degree. I think the fight's never over as far as, you know, rural versus urban, so to speak. We're not against our urban neighbors, but we just want to make sure rural Oklahoma is represented right. And that's a fight that'll continue whether I'm there or not. But I do see, and Representative Jerry McPeak and I were talking earlier, we've got a lot of ag leadership walking out the door this year. And that bothers some of us, because it's not that those people that are left don't care about rural Oklahoma, but sometimes it's how do you get it sold, and that's what we've been able to do. And, you know, myself, Representative DeWitt, some of those guys over the last decade. So it's a little worrisome to see that rural leadership walk out. And term limits have been good and bad, but I think maybe, and I'm not trying to stay forever, I'm tired, but I mean, you know, I think there's some downside.
Our conversations with Don Arms and with Speaker Jeff Hickman at this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and our Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.